306 at News Radio 1020 KDKA. This is the KDKA Afternoon News.
There was a U.S. Senate hearing today in West Virginia about fracking in natural gas wells in the Marcellus Shale.
CBS's Jim Krasula is there and joins us live from Charleston on the KDKA Afternoon News. Welcome back, Jim.
My pleasure to be with you, Paul and Rose. Of course, this has been a huge issue there in Pennsylvania, and increasingly so here in West Virginia, also up in New York and other states here along the East Coast, as this burgeoning industry extracting natural gas from deep within the earth is really growing. Supporters say that it's created tens of thousands of jobs and reduced our dependency on foreign oil, but opponents say it's a real environmental threat.
Environmentalists do believe that process poses a threat to drinking water supplies, for one thing. Jim, did they present any evidence on that today?
Well, it was actually a very one-sided hearing. There was no platform at all in this Senate field hearing for those opposed to this. The EPA was there. The U.S. Geological Survey was there as well. And they did talk about the fact that they are certainly going to make sure that water supplies are safe with this. And one of the things that Senator Joe Manchin went out of his way to emphasize was to get the federal agencies on the same page in all of this, to come up with regulations that states can work with and can use to go forward with this.
Is the panel, if they weren't hearing any evidence from environmentalists about the potential dangers or even proven dangers to drinking water, is the panel looking perhaps at any regulations to protect drinking water?
Well, of course, Paul, there are protections in place and regulations. One of the things Joe Manchin was talking about, he feels that it's better to be left up to the states to deal with this and to come up with regulations. If there are then problems, then Washington should step in. But again, Joe Manchin, of course, the ex-governor in this state, has been very involved in this issue. As this continues to grow and there are more and more of these mines and operations here in West Virginia, and increasingly with that, more complaints about environmental damage and the threat from the environmental issues.
Was there anything new from the gas drilling industry?
Basically, their message, Rose, is that this works. There are safety measures in place. They are adequate. They are doing the job. And there's really no reason to worry about any of this.
Well, Jim, I guess I'm a little confused, and I hope you can set me straight here. Why have the hearing if the environmentalists aren't there to offer their opposition? I mean, what was the purpose of the hearing in the first place? Maybe I missed it somewhere along the way.
Perhaps, Paul, window dressing, if nothing else. Joe Manchin was asked about that, and he kind of sidestepped the question as to why there was no opposition, or at least the opportunity for opposition to speak out at this public hearing here today.
So what happens next?
Probably more government regulations. Now, again, Rose, both state and federal authorities are looking at this. There's a timetable in place as far as the Obama administration is concerned for new federal regulations. Kind of interesting. Part of the issue being played out here is Joe Manchin, of course, at odds. In fact, I even asked him, you're certainly not on the same page with your president and your Democratic administration on all of this. And he said, it's not so much that, it's just that he feels that the regulation of this should be left up to the states initially.
So we should not expect to see a U.S. Senate panel convening any kind of a hearing here. This seems to be Manchin-centric, according to what you're saying.
I would say so, yes. That's certainly the sense I got from all of this.
Jim, thank you so much for spending time with us this afternoon. Always appreciate your time.
Thank
you, Jim. Sure, my pleasure, guys.
CBS's Jim Krasula on the KDKA Afternoon News.
It's 3:10 at News Radio 1020 KDKA.